got to really wait until you look at the tape tomorrow, but can you have any impressions of what's going on with the offense?
You know, we didn't get on the field in the third quarter. Hard to score when you're not on the field. And then other than that, we just you know, missed a couple plays, and they caught us in a couple good coverages when we had some third downs. So first half, though, was a big concern. We went out and did better in the first half.
Talk about the crowd out there. It was really as loud as it's been in a while.
Yeah, they got loud there at the end. It was nice. You know, I think they were sitting there on that one fourth down, and I think everyone turned, the players started telling everybody to get up, and they got loud. So you got to love that. They had a lot of, you know, little offsides on their offense that, you know, if it's a result of our loud crowd, then they got to keep that up. That was good.
Are you ever worried sitting on 10-point lead?
You know, a little bit, obviously, because, you know, touchdown, they're down by three, but you know, you got to have faith in the defense. I kept, you know, cheering them on, hoping they keep doing what they've been doing. And, you know, they're doing something that's never been done before. And got to tip your hat to them. They've been playing hard no matter what, having fun out there. And, you know, offensively, we started fast. We got a cushion. But, you know, we got to put more points up in the second half. And, like I said, we didn't get out there much in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, we had some opportunities, but just didn't connect on them.
When you came out of that bootleg going to Jamont, surprised how much they fit on it and how much time you
the
had.
First one to Javon? Yeah, you know, we'd seen on film that they had been doing some of that with the single safety, and didn't know he'd bite quite that much, but he jumped the crosser, and, you know, Javon ran a great route, and I just tried to throw it as far as I could, and he made the catch, and would like to have had it end up in the end zone, but we came down and finished in the end zone. That's what matters.
Jake, would you like to have a few more passing stats behind your name, or 4-1, fine, you know, whatever?
You know, obviously, I mean, you play this game, I think when you're all said and done, you play it to win. And, you know, if in this system and with our head coach, he wants to win and he wants to dominate and he wants to put up points, he wants to put up yardage. You know, we're not doing that right now. We'll find an answer. You know, Coach Shanahan's one of the smartest offensive minds in the game, and we got some great players. So we'll start going. I mean, there's some concern, but We put a focus on starting fast, and we started fast this week. We got down there, scored in the first quarter finally, and put up 10 points the first half. But, you know, we wanted to continue to just keep going through the whole game. And when we put one together, no one will remember the first four, you know, these first few games.
How comfortable have you come with Javon? It's so early in the season.
I feel good. You know, I got a lot of faith in him. I know he's going to get open. And he's, you know, as a quarterback, you don't wait for that opportunity. You just you got to force that. And I've been going to him, and he's been getting open. So, I mean, he's a great receiver, and it's not like you got to remember how to play pass and catch with a new quarterback, a new receiver. And I've been doing it for 10 years now, and he's been doing it for a while. So I'm happy to have him out there. He's making big plays for us.
Is he kind of the catalyst for you guys' offense right now?
Right now, he's the only one making some big plays. Him and Tatum, you know, making some big plays in the run game. But you know, we'll keep getting him the ball, and hopefully, you know, just keep moving the ball.